we're talking about all things festive, and Christmas is only a few days away. But do you remember what your favourite toy was from Santa?
Mine was a motorised go-kart. I remember Santa leaving it. He actually left a little tin of petrol in our living room on Christmas morning, which said, go and look in the garage. And in the garage was a motorised go-kart. And, and you know, it was one of those toys that we had for years and played with for years and years, until my brother Donald broke it because he was doing donuts while singing along to the Spice Girls in our yard, going around in circles, and then he pulled it on top of himself.
Singing's a big thing in your family.
And he was that worried about what my dad would say because he had broken it, that he didn't complain, didn't cry, nothing. That was it. But it's one of those presents that we had years and years of fun out of, and it's memories, once again. It just reminds me of so many times.
You never know. Santa might bring it again this year. You never know. Mine was, now how pathetic is this? A bean bag.
Right.
I can remember that bean bag. It was like back in the 80s, early 80s, they were all the rage, bean bags.
Is that like one of the, like a chair bean bag?
Yeah, you know, like a big bag filled with those wee tiny balls.
It's not a toy.
No, I know it's not a toy, but I was just so excited to get this bean bag for my room. I just loved it and I used it all the time. And also that year, sitting in the middle of the room, was a Commodore 64 computer. Do you remember those?
No, I don't.
And I got it complete with Donkey Kong. It was probably one of the earliest computers, and Donkey Kong was what you got with it.
Uh-huh.
And back in those days, it took about half an hour to load up Donkey Kong.
Right.
So you kind of had to sit for half an hour before it loaded up, before you could play with it. But those were probably my two most memorable toys. And we want to know what your most favourite toy was on 03030 80 55 55, and on the text 81771. But Vinny, you were busy yesterday, weren't you?
Yeah, I was talking to some of the Nolan team about what their favourite presents were.
A game called Striker, which I suspect is no longer on the market, a football game, a rival to Shibidio. The big difference was Striker, they actually kicked the ball. You pressed the heads and they kicked the ball. I played with Striker right into my teens and beyond, commentating on the games, and found a way where you could actually be both teams at the same time.
So you cheated, basically.
I found a way of playing it on my own, so you didn't actually need a friend to play it with.
I'll never forget getting the Bodine Doyle gun and holster, which I used to go down into Royal Avenue as a child. And you'll forget this, but there were barriers either side of Royal Avenue and the buses used to get searched. And I used to really get a buzz out of them coming on the bus, and I had my gun and holster under my arm. And then you went into Anderson and Macaulay and the Co-op. The Co-op, you see, this is before your time. The Co-op used to be a massive, big kind of superstore.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go, and the wee security man would have had a wee metal buzzer to see if there was anything metal. And I was Bodie, and I was going through with my gun. It was a real metal, it wasn't a real gun, but it was a metal gun, right? And I used to, as a kid, get a real thrill.
You strike me as someone that might have been a bit spoiled as a child. So did Santa bring you a lot of stuff, Amy?
Well, I had three older sisters, so yeah, I was quite spoiled at Christmas. But my best present was definitely the Super Nintendo. And I think that was when I was about 11, so it was around about sort of 94, 95 time. And I remember just, I couldn't believe I got such an amazing present.
Is that a wee walkie-talkie, a Kojak walkie-talkie at the same time, a blue Kojak walkie-talkie, which I would have had in my pocket, and I would have pressed the button and said, Kylie here, going into Anderson Macaulay with a gun and all under my arm.
You were a troublemaker back then.
I loved that gun.
Probably one of the best presents I got from Santa was a game called Go for Broke. And it wasn't an expensive present, or it wasn't the most extravagant present, but it was my favourite present because we spent so much time actually playing it around Christmas time. Basically the same principle as Monopoly, when you had to lose all your money.
Tommy, what about you? What was the standout Santa present that you got, or were you bad and generally got coal? You strike me as that kind of person.
I got more turf than coal. But no, I remember one year I was good enough just about to get a Super Nintendo.
So what made that present so special?
It was my first game system. I mean, computer games... Games consoles were such a new thing at the time.
How long did you have it until you broke it?
2 years.
That's not bad.
Well, it had to be broken if we wanted to get a new games console by that time.
It's a very bad lesson to share.
Mine would also probably be a games console, but it was a Commodore 64, which was light years behind. Yeah, I must have been about 11 or 12, but the games were pretty basic. But it's still a really exciting Christmas morning, waking up and opening that box.
There you go. Jonathan Rogers is the owner of Banbridge and Portadown Toy Shop. Toymaster, good morning to you.
Good Good morning.
And we've got toyologist Pete Jenkinson. Good morning to you, Pete.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Pete. Pete, what are the most popular things that people are want, or young people are wanting from Santa this year?
Wow. Santa's a busy man this year. His letters, the diversity of his list must be the most epic it's been for some time. The Star Wars effect is probably driven up toy sales this year by anything up to 3%. It's had an impact on the overall toy market. So most things Star Wars are doing pretty well now. Lego's still a firm favourite. And surprisingly, Frozen is still doing pretty well this year. There are a couple of little breakthrough toys from smaller companies that are starting to have an impact. I was playing with a smartphone controlled Scalextric type set the other day called Anki Overdrive, which is quite amazing, really entertaining. And I was mucking around with some plushies that come up, have removable body parts called Anagranimals, which I thought were hilarious.
It's got a what?
They've got their plush dolls where you can change a pig's head for an ostrich body with some frog's feet and a giraffe and a tiger and make up weird and wonderful names for them. It sounds a bit macabre, but it really isn't.
And what are they called, Pete?
They're called Anagranimals.
Never heard of them.
Are they
a big thing this year, Pete?
Those last two toys are the ones that are they're having an impact. They're from smaller manufacturers, but like I say, the Lego set, Star Wars is doing well. There's a remote. There's a Millennium Falcon from Lego, and there's one from Hasbro. They're both selling very well too.
Is there one thing that people can't get? You know, we've had the Woody dolls and the Buzz Lightyear before. Anything like that where people are finding it difficult to get their hands on them?
I've been hearing stories of there's a Paw Patrol truck that apparently was kind of sold out. But I was in a toy shop just yesterday, and there seemed to be more than 10 in a pile by the front door. And also, there's a really good fun game called Pie Face, which has been in many people's top 10 lists. But again, I was at the same toy shop, and they just unraveled a pallet, so there were 60 left. So there are a couple of rumours circulating. There was a big story about 4 weeks ago that Lego said that they wouldn't be able to replenish retailers ahead of Christmas. But then some things always kind of sell out. But I don't think we've encountered any big kind of Furby or Cabbage Patch-style sellout.
Well, somebody who might be able to help us out on that is Jonathan Rogers, who's on the line. Jonathan, what is are you saying is the must-have for Christmas in your toy store in Banbridge?
It's the Pie Face game. That's the one that we've been most asked for over this season.
Explain what that is. How does that work?
Oh, it's simple but genius. It's basically Russian roulette with Woody Green. So you put your face into it, turn the dial, and the question is, do you get tied or not with Squirty Cream?
I can see a downfall to this game, Jonathan, because you know the way kids are, and they may decide to replace the cream with something else.
Yes, they certainly will.
I know my two would. Jonathan, another thing that struck me about being out and about at the weekend and seeing a lot of children and their parents out at parties, Lego for girls is a really big thing, which I actually was quite surprised about.
Well, girls always like Lego, so they'd sort of had to avoid the most boyish stuff and, you know, get stuff that would suit them a little bit. And Lego caught on to this, so they've made an actual girls' range, which is not quite as popular as the boys, but just almost now.
But do they do it pink, or do girls just have the same as what boys do? Have they made a sort of a different kind of toy for girls?
Yes, Lego's very smart, as you know, and what they've done is girls love characters. So what they've done is they've put in each of the boxes different little dolls and give them all different names. So the idea is they collect the sets with the little friends. They're called Lego Friends, so they can do role play with little girl stuff. And it is quite pink and purple, like the boys wouldn't touch it.
And also, do you think parents are spending more on their children nowadays? Are they spending more and more and more?
It seems that way, although we have felt that the economy has picked up a little bit, so there's that little bit more money about it. Things were very tight for a number of years there, but just this past year or so, maybe things have eased a little bit.
And also, Pete, one thing I wanted to ask you about, I was talking about my very much beloved Commodore 64. Are there any toys back from that era that are going to make a revival, or do you think the old Commodore is
like retro toys
placed in history?
I think I loved hearing about the computer games. The half an hour loading was just epic. Those days were great. My first computer console, I remember switching on and playing Pong, and that's all I could play. But I played it for about 4 hours.
Is that the tennis game? No.
The tennis game, yeah, it's kind of tennis. I'm not sure.
Yes, I do remember that. It was like you kind of just sort of moved a line up and down the court.
You're giving away your age now, Nicola. That's the problem.
And then I found out that we could play two players, and like we had the whole family involved just playing Pong or on the TV set for half a day.
And do you think games were sort of more simplistic back then and children sort of kind of wanted the same thing, and nowadays they're kind of spoiled by variety and choice and, no?
I think there is, they are kind of spoiled by variety. I mean, at the same time, it's quite an exciting thing. I'm lucky enough to kind of be able to see most of it. But there is a kind of revival to the retro. Sega, for example, have brought out a console this year that plugs into your TV and gives you access to 110 games instantly from the 80s and 90s. Nice. And that's pretty popular. But there is a call out for retro. And this year, you know, there's been a fairly steady purchase level of parents looking for traditional and longevity in traditional role-play toys and building blocks and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, listen, Pete and Jonathan, thank you very much for joining us this morning.